Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of May 4th, and a look ahead at your weekend. Cranford's Spring Street Fair took place Sunday. Thousands attended the event, which, for the first time, was located only on North Union Avenue and Alden Street, as well as the parking lot next to the firehouse. Students and faculty at Cranford High School took part in the National Day of Silence. The event was organized by the Gay Straight Alliance at the school in support of the LGBTQ community. In CHS varsity sports, the Cougar track team participates in the Union County Relays in Westfield Friday afternoon. It's senior night for the boys' lacrosse team as they face the East Brunswick Bears at Memorial Field at 6. On Saturday, the baseball team plays Westfield in the UCT quarterfinals at Edison Intermediate School in Westfield, and the girls' lacrosse team plays the Parsippany Hills Vikings on the road. The Union County College Owls have a home baseball doubleheader against the Cumberland County College Dukes Saturday afternoon. Our three-day visit to summer continues Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 as a cold front moves in. On Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. There's a chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. The low Saturday night in the upper 50s and the high Sunday in the upper 60s. Friday night, the Shining Stars Network has their talent show in the Union County Performing Arts Center in Rahway starting at 7. On Sunday morning, it's the 7th annual New Jersey Miles with Moms 5K and Fun Run at Nomahegan Park starting at 9. The Cranford Booster Club's Wiffle Ball Tournament takes place at Orange Avenue School with the first pitch at 11. More events and details can be found at cranford.com. News provided by Tap Into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.